In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, today the 26th of July. Great as always to have you along, everybody. The American housing market is where we choose to begin today. The oft-cited and much-respected S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index came out this morning. The 20-city average was up 5.2% year-over-year, which is fine. In the already expensive San Francisco Bay Area, however, prices were up 6.5%, which explains what I'm about to say. Facebook, right there smack in the heart of Silicon Valley, is planning a big expansion of its headquarters, employee headcount, office space, the whole deal. And this is the interesting part, it's promising to build new housing, too, housing that will be available to people even if they don't work at Facebook. From our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
It's a good bet the Bay Area will continue to grow economically while its residents grow increasingly desperate for housing. David Blitzer heads the index committee at S&P.
Job growth will bring more people into the region, will increase the demand for housing, and people keep bidding up the prices of houses based on what their income is.
Matthew Franklin is president of MidPen Housing, a nonprofit that builds affordable housing in Silicon Valley.
In the last 5 years, we've created 120,000 new jobs and 20,000 new housing units. So it's just an unsustainable imbalance. We've got folks paying 70-80% of their income towards housing expense.
Enter Facebook, based in Menlo Park. It plans to add 6,500 jobs. MidPen anticipates receiving some funding from Facebook for affordable housing, and Franklin says the company plans to put up 1,500 new units, 15% of them for low or middle-income residents, whether they work at Facebook or not.
I think it's a very robust affordable housing benefits program. It's not going to solve all the housing problems, and I think everyone's clear on that.
Small business person Kristen Evans says not by a long shot. She helps manage Kepler's Books, a couple miles from Facebook. She's lost employees because of soaring rents. She set up a website to collect their stories.
Facebook is not the only contributor to the problem, but they are the current major project that's being proposed. If there's going to be commercial job growth, there needs to be housing as well.
And Evans sees Facebook's pledge of a couple hundred affordable rent apartments as a drop in the bucket. Facebook didn't respond by our deadline to comment on this story. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.